You're listening to the Table Setter Radio Show on NerveDJsRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Table Setter Radio on NerveDJsRadio.com. Yours truly, Uncle Boogie, is in the joint. On the phone, we have a special guest, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, before I introduce him, I want you to know that this is a major player in the game. He's been in the game for over 30 years like myself. Multi-platinum artist, Def Jam recording artist. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome from the group EPMD. PMD is in the joint. What's up, Parrish?
Yo, what's up, Uncle Boogie?
Hey, man. I like to tell you, man, that I saw you guys at the Brooklyn Bodega Festival. Well, my group, you know my DJ, DJ Cool KG. He was with DJ Dice that day. And it was good to see you, Eric, together, finally. You know what I mean? I haven't seen it lately. So how long you guys been back together doing joints?
Well, we officially got back together in 1997 to do Back in Business.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
In 99, we did like another album, like kind of with like greatest hits, but you know, the industry was in a super transition.
Right.
Okay. And then in 2006, me and E really started throwing it around. And then we did like an underground tape that we released called We Mean Business.
Okay. I heard about that. How did that turn out? How was the turnout with that record?
It turned out real good because it's like all the people who we helped with production and did lyrics for, like Raekwon,
right,
The Man, Greg, he, you know, all the guys just showed up. Even Teddy Riley helped do the hook on the vocal quarter.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. You know, we good friends with Teddy. Teddy's been in the music game for a long time with us, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. He's a general.
He's the general. So, Parrish, right now, you guys are touring right now, I'm understanding, correct?
Yeah, well, what's going on now is we're on our 25th anniversary.
Right.
The business album, August 30th, will be 25 years.
Okay.
Okay, so we're about to hit a 20-city tour, start touching it down in some of these states live.
Right. You know what? We're going to get you out here to the Midwest, to Indiana. You know what I mean? I'm going Table Setter Radio. We're going to put together a conference like the Nerve DJs do a conference. We're going to have it here in the Midwest for people to experience the EPMD experience. Hellified show. You guys are tight. Saw the video. I said these guys are still tight. You know what? You got to explain. You know what we do here, Parrish? We play independent artists here, okay?
Mm.
And what they don't understand is the relatively, you know, of how to handle their business as an independent artist. And it's good that we have you on the show, being a platinum artist yourself, and telling these kids, listen, copyright your stuff, know your business, read a book. You being a former college person, you know what I'm saying? I know you went to LIU, you know what I mean? Because my cousin went to school with you. You know what I mean? And what people also don't understand is that you can educate these folks. So, you know, if you're an independent artist out there, Parrish, what would you tell an independent artist today on how to market themselves and get in the game?
Well, one, always come from the heart with your music and what you believe, because sometimes you only get one shot.
Right.
So if you're going to get one shot, then, you know, you have to really come really swinging hard. Also, if you're going to do your music, like you said, make sure your music is copywritten.
Right.
You know, if you're a producer, then you make sure you get your publishing. And you also got to be wary of and conscious of any paperwork that you're signing.
No doubt. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Be very conscious of the paperwork that you're signing. Okay, I'm with you.
But you're a bad guy or nothing like that. It's just that, like, you're trying to look out for yourself in the future because it's all about you growing and the longevity in the game. So when you take the Piano Man, for example,
right,
or Billy Joel,
correct,
on the contract that he forfeited his 10 albums in a row.
Right, I remember that deal.
You know, without even knowing. The same thing with us. When we came in with Sleeping Bag, we signed a bad contract, but we couldn't be mad because both of the albums went gold and we got the number one.
Right.
Truth of the matter, we signed the contract and gave away a lot of stuff without even knowing.
You know, that was the deal. That was the deal back in the day when we were coming out in the 80s. You know, they gave you upfront money, you know, those local labels, and they told you that you're going to go to a major situation, hang with us. You didn't know about publishing. You didn't know about that. You took the upfront money and you was worried about sales and shows.
Right, and getting your music out. You was like, dag, I want to get my music out. So
right.
Rushing, thinking that it's never going to come out, then you sign a piece of paper, and the next thing you know, it comes out, it goes gold to platinum, but in the contract you sign, you know, 50 or 75% of your royalty and your publishing can go to the record label that you're on.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? Did you hear what Parrish... PMD is on the phone, ladies and gentlemen, with Uncle Boogie on Table Setter Radio, and he's trying to educate you on what's going on. When you enter this business, have a business frame of mind. Study this business. Get books. Okay, even listen to this radio show. PMD is going to be back on here. We're going to try to get you a segment on educating these Thundercats, PMD. Because I'm telling you.
Yeah, because this is what we hear, and that's how we learn, by just paying attention. That's why we're in the game 25 years later.
25 years later. PMD, I want to go into a joint right now, okay? One of my favorite joints, You Gots to Chill. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, PMD, bring in your joint, You Gots to Chill, right quick.
Hey, yo, what's up? Yo, this is Paris Smith from EPMD, and right now you're about to check out one of the classics from the golden era, You Gots to Chill.
Ladies and gentlemen, You Gots to Chill on Table Setter Radio on NerveDJsRadio.com.
You Gots to chill. Relax your mind, let your conscience be free, and get down to the sounds of your PMD. But you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap, or stay awake and watch the show I take. Because right now, I'm about to shake and bake. The E-R-I-C-K is my name I spell. Thanks to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can beat who. Sound like a punk. I just get down and I go for mine. Say check, one, two, I run down the line.
To the average MC, I'm known as the Terminator, funky beat maker, new Jack Terminator, destroying a ploy. When your rhymes in the void, never sweating your girl YP, cause she's a schizoid. When I'm on the scene, I always rock the spot. I grab the steel with the crown on top. In the beginning, I like to let my rhymes flow, and at 12 I press cruise control. Sit back and relax, let my rhymes tax, maintain them C's while the double E-max. Always calm under pressure, no need to act ill. Listen when I tell you, boy, you got to chill.
The computer information on rap, like the BRZ, my kisses I make your toes tap. I format the rhymes step by step, make them sound deaf to maintain my rap. Prepare to come off in case of a diss, not worry about the thing, cause we can do this. I can turn the party out just by standing still, make a lady scream and shout while the brothers act ill. Take total control of your body and soul, pack a nine in my pants when it's time to roll.
I'm the P-E-E-M-D-E-E, and one thing I hate is a biting MC. When I enter the party, suckers always form a line, then they ease their way up and try to bite my lines. I did thousands of shows, dish many faces, and deal with new Jack on a one-to-one basis. But every now and then a sucker MC gets courageous, and like an epidemic it becomes contagious. But never the least, they all RIP. For all is underwear, it means rest in peace. Cause MD stands for microphone doctor in the capital P, capital M, capital D, E's. No doubt the chief rocker, don't like to get ill, but if I have to, I kill. So believe me, boy, you got to chill.
Catch every word I'm saying, no, there's no delaying. Don't hesitate to motivate the crowd, I'm not playing. Seeing is believing, you catch my drift. I'm trying to interact because I'm just too swift.
How swift?
I'm so swift and that's a natural fact. I'm like Zorro, I'm all E in your back. I don't swing on no ropes or no iron cords. The only weapon is my rapping sword.
Intimidate MCs with the tone of my vocal throne. When I'm dishing on the microphone, cause I'm the funky rhyme maker. MC on the taker, the one that likes to max and relax. And when it's time, it's your dig 'em smack. I keep the hands clapping, finger snapping, feet tapping. When it's time to roll, Uzi patrols packing. The P&B, the mic's my only friend. And through the course of the party, I kill again and again. So if you're thinking about battling, you better come prepared. Come with your shield and your arm again. You got some shit.
DJ LaBoss.
No shorts.
NerveDJs.com.
Table Set is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Table Setter Radio. Yours truly, Uncle Boogie's in the joint. On the phone right now, special multi-platinum artist, friend of mine, friend of the show. Welcome PMD from the group EPMD. What up, PMD?
Yo, what up, Uncle Boo?
Hey, man, you know, you gots to chill. It was a statement joint back in the day. You know what I mean? That's what was happening back in the day. Everybody had the joint. Everybody had it. Even my father had it in the tape, on the tape shit. Know what I mean? But
yeah, no question.
Yeah, but it's a good thing that I was so happy to see you guys touring and doing what you had to do. And right now you said you're setting on a 20 city tour. Do you have any new music you're putting out right now?
Yeah, I have my solo EP coming out the third week of September. It's called New Business.
Okay.
And I'm working with some dope new talent, new artists, young artists in 2021.
Wow.
All producers and stuff. Because, you know, like when I gave back the Dots Effects, Redman, K-Solo.
Right.
This kept us relevant as we moved along.
Right.
Because I got the independent scene.
Right.
Distribution. I got a couple of cats out here in Long Island that really got some dope material. So the album will be out the third week of September.
Mm-hmm.
New Business. And we also moving underground doing shows on that. Like, I just was in Hammond, Indiana.
You was in Hammond, Indiana. That's not too far from where we at.
Right, with Cool J. Me and Cool J was there just like maybe 2 weeks ago.
You know what? You know who my cousin is? My cousin is Geechee Dan from Long Island, from Queens, okay? He rocked with Mikey D and grew up with LL. And we were just in Atlanta at the conference, and he was telling me that how all you cats are going to get together, Long Island and Queens, and do something in the neighborhood. I think that's great.
Yeah, because this is what's going on. A lot of the cities are opening up now.
Yeah, I see that with the parks and everything, working with hip-hop promoters. We didn't have that back in the day. You got to take advantage of that.
Right. That is 100% right. So now these parks are opening up in all cities across the state.
Right.
Sunday we was in Newark. Redman put something together. MOP was there.
Uh-huh.
The Sugar Hill Gang was there.
Oh, what?
Who was there?
That's my hometown. You know, I moved from the Bronx to Inglewood, New Jersey. I met you at the Bergenfield Rolling Rink back in the day. Stop playing.
Oh, no, I was everywhere.
Sugar Hill Gang, how they doing? They all right?
No, they doing real good. They sound, you know, everybody's up. Now, you know, these veterans, they ain't slacking, and we don't lip sync.
Right, right. It's you know, you got to have your A game. You gotta have these Thundercats.
You gotta come with your A game, and you gotta have your DJ. There ain't none of that, you know, instant replay thing going on. It's real, real turntables.
Real turntables, real records, ladies and gentlemen. Real rap, real, real boom bat, as per PMD.
The younger cats, and to the younger generation, that's what it's all about. Just if you wanna make an impact,
mm-hmm.
Do your homework.
It's strictly business, ladies and gentlemen. Yo, PMD.
To the king.
Pete.
Yo, what up, Boog?
I want you to bring in the next joint, man. Any song that you want off of any album, I got it. You bring it in. You ain't got to tell me.
Go. Yo, we're going to stay in the golden era.
Right.
Strict Business album, being that it's the 25th anniversary.
Yes.
Go with the title track, Strictly Business.
Strictly Business, ladies and gentlemen, live on Table Setter Radio or NerveDJsRadio.com.
To the master or the MC rap goddess. No joke on the lyric, sorry to be modest. I knew I was the man with the master plan to make it wiggle and jiggle like gelatin. Just think while I sing and to the bring structure.
Yo, don't sleep on the E.
You see, something might rupture. It don't take time for me to blow your mind. It take a second to wreck it because you dumb and blonde. So just lounge. Put you an MC clown on the circus. EPMD is in town.
Total chaos, no mass confusion. Rhyme so hypnotizing, known to cause an illusion. Like a magician, he draws a rabbit out of hat, son. I'm drawing more like a 44 Magnum. MC Free, stop looking, listen, and try to imagine. It's traveling the speed of light, but everything's motion is frightening. Plus the thought you're alone, you now enter a dimension called the Twilight Zone. You're terrified. Plus you can't bear the thought, you and I one on one. In the land of the lost, you start to shiver. Then you scream, my friend, you wake up monthly. Because you're dreaming again. But next time I'm on the scene, do not try to distance. Keep your mouth so sucker duck, because I'm strictly business.
This is the rap season, where the East starts pleasing. Girls around the world, no need to be squeezing. When I roll, I throw cool, always pack a tool just in case. My brother acts a fool, I got the energy to put the girls in the frenzy, put in shock when I rock. Give enough, I'm not stingy, make sure I don't bore when I'm on the dance floor.
Get busy, boy.
Like you never saw before, one flow, good to go. After the show, I'll pull your whole boy.
You sniff blow?
Hell no, have my whole life ahead of me, no time to be sniffing. My parents find out, then they start riffing. So I stay A-OK, cause I'm the E.
R-I-C-K.
MCs look me in my face, then the eyes get weak. Pulse rate descends, heart rate increases. Like, beam me up, Scotty, I control your body. I'm as deadly as AIDS when it's time to rock a party. In all due respect, when I say mic check, let a sucker slide once, then I break his neck. So when I say jump, you would bow high, because I'm taking no prisoners, so don't play hero and die. You're just a soldier, and I'm a Green Beret. I do not think twice about the entities I slay. So if you want a battle, I highly recommend this. Bring your dog, mom and dad, because I'm strictly business.
Your mic is shot.
Tricky business.
Your mic is shot.
Yo, yo, you still picking on that four-leaf clover? Bringing the Sandman, sucker, because it's over. My name is Eric Sermon, and I'm back again. I see the head still turning in my so-called friends. They smile on my face, behind my back they talk trash. Mad and stuff because they don't have cash. Like the E-double or the PMD. You drive the Corvette, I drive a Samurai Suzuki. I'm a locksmith with the key to fame. Never hide myself, always stay the same. Pray a lot because I'm hot like a horse I trot. I ride the track and back.
Fatigue?
No, I'm not.
I'm the mellow, the fellow, the one who likes to say hello to a fly girl that is good to go. With the slow tempo and the offbeat rhyme flow. Cause when I am in action, there is no time for maxing or relaxing. Just reacting and subtracting on a sucker MC who mouths keep on yapping and flapping. I lose my cool, then I start slapping and smacking you on a roll. Then I'll be starts jabbing and capping. No time to lounge, I'm packing and strapping. At my point of attack, I soar at you like an eagle. I'm the sheriff, and biting is illegal. So next time in town, I highly recommend this. You got to chill, because I'm strictly business. Hey yo, you double man, let them know what time it is. Yeah, I'm strictly business. You know what I'm saying? PMD, yo, word. PMD is in full effect.
Get too full, because your mic is shot.
Rounds. Be the E-double-E, the place to be every PMD.
Calling on me, my own way, Bernard on the scene.
You know what I'm saying? Mix the master, Charlie Chase.
Because your mic is shot.
Yo, y'all like to say peace to my homie Big Daddy Kane.
And Bismarck.
Because your mic is shot. Chop, 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 chop. Going out my bomb like a boy in this rack.
You're listening to the Table Center Radio Show on the DJsRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Table Center Radio. I'm yours truly, Uncle Boogie on the joint. In the place to be on the phone is PMD from the group EPMD. What up, PMD?
Yo, what up, Uncle Boogie?
Hey, man, strictly business. That's what it is today. The 25th anniversary, ladies and gentlemen, of that album with Platinum, I believe. Didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we was on the Run's House tour behind that. That
yeah.
Run's House tour had Run DMC.
Yeah.
After the Fresh Prince, Public Enemy, and Sonic.
I remember that tour. Try to get on it. So we had to settle for the other tour, the Fresh Fest 2 tour. Remember the junior tour underneath there? Y'all took the planes, we took the bus.
Oh, man, you're killing it, right?
Yeah, we was on that junior tour underneath you. You know, when y'all left, we came. You know, cleaned up. But anyway, that was us, Kwame, Redhead Kingpin, the group today. That's where we were with you back in the day. You didn't even know it. But,
Hey,
man, we did it, you know, and the golden era is here. Parrish, I want everybody to know about your new project, man. Where can they go get your new project at, man?
Okay, it's going to be available on a digital download.
Okay.
Soon. And then, you know, you'll be able to pick it up at Best Buy Theater.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the album is, the name of the EP is called New Business. And it's, you know, it's the Authentic P, and it's only the beginning, because after that, then I'm going to drop my Full Metal Jacket Business Mentality in 2014.
In 2014, ladies and gentlemen, Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah.
That's loaded. That's fully loaded.
Yeah. You know, it ain't just me glorifying myself. It's a lot of nice young talent out there that's coming with production.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good. That's what we need, man. You know, us as older cats out here, or senior cats. I say we're senior cats. We're not older because we get better as we get older. So as a senior better cat, we have to recycle ourselves. This music was built to be recycled. Remember how this music started, ladies and gentlemen? Two turntables from someone else's creation. Because I was trying to tell cats back in the day about how hip-hop started. You know what I'm saying? And my theory is this. Back in 1978 to 81, when Reagan came into office, he cut all the music programs in the East Coast. Okay? Now, cats that were in music classes learning how to be Funkadelic. Remember them groups, PMD? Funkadelic and all them.
Yep.
They had to give in all their instruments because the programs weren't getting funded. So people tell me today, especially Caucasians that don't like hip-hop, which is a few and many, and they tell me, how do you guys survive off that hip-hop stuff? And I tell them, you started it. You cut the funding. They cut the funding. So we took the music that we had and made music with it. And that's my theory on hip-hop.
That's correct. Along with getting the juice from the electric pole to get it on in the park.
We used everything that they left us with to create our own culture. And we're glad that we did that. We could have turned around and said, nah, we gave up. You know, you took our instruments. Okay, you know, we're going to bang on some blocks or something. We ain't do that.
Right.
So what I'm trying to do is educate as well as entertain. And PMD, it's a pleasure to talk to you, man. We got a lot of shit to catch up on. But for real, the Nerve DJs and Table Setter Radio Network appreciate you stopping by and talking with us. Because we need to create a forum where these younger cats don't get did like we did, like we got done, you know? Maybe they can...
No different than rock and roll. You know, they don't call rock and roll old school. This hip-hop music is timeless music, and it's up for us veterans to turn back around and school and educate the new generation coming up. No different than Bon Jovi when the new cats coming in rock and roll.
It's the same thing. We have to re-innovate and also recycle our stuff and be respectful to one another. I believe that, you know, we have respect in the game. When we saw Curtis Blow walk in the spot, what'd we do, PMD?
Yo, listen, it's funny you should say that. I did a show with Curtis Blow in Chicago, and Kurt will tell you.
Right.
I walked about 10 blocks. Our plane was leaving 8 in the morning. Me and Kurt was riding in the same car to the airport.
Right.
He was the first. I found the 7-Eleven, got my coffee, walked all the way back. When I got in there and seen Kurt was there, I gave him my coffee.
That's what we do. That's called homage, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, and he will tell you, because, yo, I was looking forward to that coffee, but when Kurt was there and it was 7 in the morning, I was like, yo, this is triple OGOG.
Right.
Coffee, Kurt. If it wasn't for you, yo, when I was a kid listening to These Are the Breaks opening Christmas presents.
I remember that.
As a kid?
Yes. Stop it.
And I'm sitting next to you now, Kurt. Here you go. Thanks for being you.
Babe, there you go. There you go. Same thing when I met my man. I was home for a minute. I met my man from the Disco 3. I said, you know what I mean? The cat was driving the bus. I forgot his name. And we had a pleasure talking. I mean, it was, I gave him $20. Say, hey, man, take this, have lunch today, something. You know what I mean? I know who you are. I know what you meant to me. Listen to all your records back in the day. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have wrote any songs. I wouldn't have produced anything. You know, because everything is an influence, either negative or positive, but you have to take the positive out of it. You know, we do have our sad stories, right, just like rock and roll has their sad stories. But if we persevere as a company, as a group of people, as a culture, we can survive like rock and roll survives.
That's correct.
You know, so, man, we could talk about this all day, man. We're going to have, yo, what's the song that we want to take it out with? We're going to stay on a 25th anniversary celebration of the EPMD Strictly Business album. This is the last song, ladies and gentlemen. PMD, what are we going to do? Parish Making Dollars. What are we going to do for the last song?
The last song, we're going to keep it Strictly Business, and we probably should go out with Your Customer.
You're a Customer. Stop playing.
Pat Black, give the dog a bone, and yo, don't give him nothing but a microphone.
Oh, that's PMD, ladies and gentlemen. That's from him. He's on the phone trying to talk to you. And listen, tell him one more time where to get the album that's coming out first, PMD.
Yo, the PMD EP will be available on iTunes download and Best Buy Theater, and the name of the new album is called New Business.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome to the show PMD, Parish Making Dollars from EPMD on Table Setter Radio on NerveDJsRadio.com. Thanks for stopping by, my brother.
No doubt, Table Setter's Uncle Boogie holding it down 2013 to 2020, you know.
You know what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Peace!
Cadillac, give a dog a bone. Yo, don't give him nothing but a microphone. Don't stop, I'm not finished yet. You said I'm not the E. You wanna make a bet, remember this lounge. You in the danger zone, I figured you would. Now leave me alone. You pick and you wisp on the four-leaf clover to be the E-double-E. Over and over, you intrigued by the way I do my thing.
Do what?
We got the mic high and make a swing.
I have the capability to rap and chill. Coax attacks MCs who tend to act ill. It's like a dig-em smack. You smack me and I'll smack your back. I get goosebumps when the bassline thumps a sucker empty on ride. Now it's time for lunch. When I'm cooling on the scene, I notice one thing, I'm not bounced now. So sucking MCs claim, I consider myself better than average. Yo, I rock the mic like a wild beast savage.
I'm in the boggling state, I can't concentrate. I make a move like chess, and I yell checkmate. You know why I get zania and zania? Because of the PMD man. And when I walk through the crowd, I can see heads turning. I hear voices saying that's Eric Sermon. Not only from the women, but from the men. You know what, it feels good, my friend.
I'm the P-double-E, the thriller of Manila. Better known as the MC Cold Killer. PMD's goal is to keep the place jumping. And if not, we feel we owe you something. It's like Lotto, you have to be in it to win it. But if the beat is fresh, then Diamond J will spin it. If J's spinning, it has to be death to make you dance until there's no one left.
Cause you a customer. When the fox in action, I smell blood, no time for max and camouflage in the green. My back is arc, plus you in trouble cause it's after dark. My eyes closed like Steve Austin, I got you in the square. I will let you run, nah, that ain't fair. So I clear my visions so I can spot him, snatch him up by the neck. I said, I got him.
By now MCs, you're in over your head. My rhymes are hungry, plus they haven't been fed. The process of elimination's quite simple. Let you grow like a blackhead and pop you like a pimple. Slice you like lettuce, toss you like a salad. Revoke your MC license if your rhyme's invalid. As we go on, sucker MC sound whacker. Like a parrot says, Polly wants a cracker.
There was a rap contest, nothing we can handle. At a house that had the mics on the mantle. Looked at the DJ and said, may I? Lit it up like the 4th of July. Because I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. No, I'm the E of EP. PMD. I have a strong point of view on the way things run. Just shut up and listen and learn, my son.
Absorb that ass like bounty, the quicker picker up. I tell you up front, you're nothing but a sucker. The style we're using, no doubt, copacetic. You try to bite and yet sound pathetic. Design my rhymes like a tailor, floating like a sailor. As the peak gets stronger, MCs get staler. Not bragging or tagging, surely not fagging. MCs surrender, raise the flags and give up the titles. But the signs are vital. I keep the voice tuned at a slow and swift idle.
Are you a customer?
Get down, get down, get down.
I need a man meal sandwich. Yes, I need manwich. I feel good now, it's time to do damage. I feel like battling, you know what I mean? Wanna rhyme one time to release the steam. When I got the mic, I get your mac like an actor. You know why I get over, I'm the master. I do a show pack, I then two is clamming up. Look for the microphone, then I jam it up.
You said you see me jamming at New York Tech. You got one right, fella, you deserve a check. How did you know? You must have been jocking. How would you know? The places I be rocking. Don't follow me, fella. Every move that I make. I'm hostile now, so I give you a break. Research upon me, but don't go past the limit. Here's my card, and on the back is my fan club digits.
There's two things to check out, the words that I'm saying. Plus, listen to the good top playing. The boy is bad. The strings he's plucking. Fire rhyme after rhyme. Watch MC ducking.
MCs, it's the final countdown. You look tight, can you go the round? If you can, I'll slap your hand and give you credit. And if not, I turn around and say forget it. People may say that I'm a party pooper. That's not true, I'm a born out trooper.
You a customer.
Smitty G,
you a customer.
Boy Wayne. SCSU.